Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think one time we had a segment, Never Take the Promotion. I think we need to revisit that. Never take the promotion. So Anthony Fauci, an infectious disease expert, I think immunologist, very highly credited physician and researcher and expert in his field, ended up being the poster child of COVID. And unfortunately, now he's been taking a beating. So Peter Navarro, who's an assistant to, obviously, President Trump, has highlighted very specifically things that went wrong with Fauci. And I have heard multiple criticisms with Fauci. I've heard them. I understand people's frustrations with him. Does he deserve the beating he's taking? Well, why is he getting a beating? Well, there were some things that Donald Trump and the Trump administration apparently wanted to do. And from what we understand by Pete Navarro, Fauci was to blame for some of those things not getting done. Now, Donald Trump wanted to limit travel. He wanted to stop travel from China. Now, you guys might be following that more than I. I know that, you know, for months, even before COVID, he wanted to limit immigration. He wanted to limit travel. You know, so I have no idea, you know, when and how that conversation took place between him and Fauci. Kind of get the impression that Donald Trump, if he wanted something to happen, whether Fauci said yes or no, Donald Trump would probably kind of push forward and move forward for it to be done. But I do remember it being unpopular. I do remember Donald Trump wanted to start limiting travel. And it was unpopular at the time. And Pete Navarro says it was Fauci who, you know, kind of ruled against it. There was also the back and forth with the masks. And again, this is why I would never want Dr. Fauci's job. Okay? You know, he was told that the hospitals don't have enough PPE. And he was probably told to just calm everybody down. Keep people calm, because you're going to have people start going crazy. They're going to start buying out toilet paper, buying up bottles of water. Okay, you won't be able to find any hand sanitizer. You won't be able to find any masks. The hospitals need to prepare and get ready. So my guess is that was conveyed to him, so he calmed everybody down. Pete Navarro kind of blames that sort of, you know, calming down approach as possibly leading to more issues with the virus. Now, I'm not here to defend Fauci or attack him. I'm just here to empathize that him being in that role must have sucked. It also must have given him some sort of also, you know, some sort of notoriety or infamy. I mean, you know, he will now, you know, in history, you know, be a part of the whole COVID discussion in history. So there might have been some benefits that he was awarded to this. But for the most part, I would have passed. And even though I would have wanted to help, and if my president needed me, I would have helped. In terms of taking on that role, that is a tough role. That is a very, very tough role. I probably would have if I was asked to do it. But, I mean, you know how I do things. I'm not very politically, you know, correct. And I'd be like, guys, I don't know what the hell's going on with this virus. Okay? Just don't screw around with the mask. Let the hospitals have the mask. If you guys want to wear a mask, put something else on your face. Okay? Don't be sneezing and coughing. All right, let's not screw up the whole sort of economy. But everybody, you know, hold your panties, okay? You know, don't let your panties all bunch up. Everybody just calm the hell down so we figure out what the hell's going on. Okay, so that would have been my press conference. Not the most popular press conference at all. And I would have told Donald Trump to go gray, because I really think the gray works for him. I didn't like the orange. I said, by the way, President Trump, I think gray looks better. Don't do the orange. Do the gray thing. think you're going to look better. I like the gray. And then he'd be like, butt out and stay in your lane or whatever. And I possibly could have been fired. But that would have been my advice. So what I don't need to tell you guys as a doctor is this blame game, blaming Fauci, blaming Trump, blaming the CDC, doesn't make any sense. Because when you look at countries that don't have Fauci or Donald Trump or the CDC, they're having issues with COVID too. They're having issues as well. And there is no Donald Trump or Washington administration in that country. Look at Israel. Israel introduced strict measures. And Israel is really, really good at rules. You know, I mean, they may not always be standing at attention, you know, in the military. You know, my father said in the military, you know, you kind of like stood like this, you kind of scratch yourself, things like that, because you knew what you had to do. You didn't have to, you know, be in, you know, with perfect posture, you know, but you knew what you had to do. You got the job done. So when Israel said, guys, we got this virus, wear the mask, social distance, whatever, you know, you really didn't hear a lot of complaining. They got the job done or whatever, but they didn't get the job done. They're still grappling with the COVID pandemic. So when I hear people blaming Trump or blaming the Trump administration or blaming the CDC or blaming Biden or blaming Obama or blaming, you know, China, yeah, could have been where this all started. There's a lot of things that could have been different, and we still are looking for transparency. But at this point, saying that our president or a Democratic Congress is at fault for what's going on with, you know, the COVID virus spreading, I don't think man had that power. I think this virus is overtaking man. Now, where have we faltered? Well, we faltered, you know, on how we approached close downs, how we approached the economy. Okay, a virus is devastating, but did we really need to shut down the economy, put all these people out of work, change the whole concept of, all right, guys, we're just going to be doing online. We're going to be stopping retail. We're going to be stopping coins. We're going to be stopping, I mean, people who are homeless, people who don't have access to, you know, banks and credit cards. How are they supposed to barter? I mean, you know, we really didn't take a lot of things into account. And it's because we didn't know what we were doing. And some people will blame, well, it's because Dr. Fauci was at the head. Not entirely. I really don't think Dr. Fauci was the one making all the decisions. I think there was a big group, and everybody was trying to figure out what would be the safest thing to say at this point. You can't be political and a good doctor. You can't, you know, you can't be political and a real good leader. That's the problem. 1-877-DOCTOR. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have been asking about what's been going on with the George Floyd trial and the officers who had been originally found to not have done wrongdoing and then now have been up on charges. And some of you have been telling me about what's been going on with police in your local area and how many police officers are not going to be coming back to work, retiring early, and why isn't anybody talking about that? So, I mean, I'm not here to guess as to why some news isn't out there, you know, because I like to verify if it is news, you know, first of all, but I wouldn't be surprised that you might have a lot of officers out there going, you know what, I don't want to get shot, I don't want to get killed. I don't want my life ruined when I do try to protect myself from getting shot and killed. And so my guess is if there are many people exiting, right? Like, you know, Brexit and Megxit and I guess police exit, plexit. If we are seeing a plexit, then my guess is that isn't going to be a news story because they don't want people thinking, all right, great, my district has less cops. I could go ahead and get away with things. So in order for law enforcement to be successful, people need to think that law enforcement exists and that if they do break the law, there's going to be consequences. So law enforcement still has to be under the guise that they are still there and robust. Even NYPD. NYPD had, vowed to take the city back and get control over the huge spike in crime. And I was really pleased to see that, you know, despite everything going on with police officers who are pretty good police officers, you know, and that aren't, you know, the select few that have these, you know, unfortunate, you know, tragic, you know, poor results with, you know, what they're doing with, you know, chokeholds and things like that. It was kind of nice to see that police department still cares about the city and wants to still, you know, have decrease crime. So, but again, maybe it's also because they want people to know that they still exist. So don't think that it's mayhem or anarchy. Well, George Floyd's family, from what we're being told, has filed a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the four police officers charged in the death. They are alleging that the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him, and that the city allowed a culture of excessive force, quote, racism, impunity, to flourish in its police force, end quote, from Yahoo News. The civil rights lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court of Minnesota and was announced by attorney Ben Crump and other lawyers representing Floyd's family members. Crump said, quote, this complaint shows what we have said all along, that Mr. Floyd died because of the weight of the entire Minneapolis Police Department was on his neck. Crump said the city of Minneapolis has a history of policies, procedures, and deliberate indifference that violates the rights of arrestees, particularly black men, and highlights the need for officer training and discipline, unquote. Crump said the lawsuit seeks to set a precedent that, quote, makes it financially prohibitive for police to wrongfully kill marginalized people, especially black people, in the future. Now, the city attorney's office was not immediately returned. As you know, Floyd was seen in one video handcuffed at on the ground for about 8.5 minutes and had died May 25th. In the video, you see Derek Chauvin, a police officer, holding him down with a knee on his neck. You saw him move his knee up and down. The one people would say that, you know, oh, you know, he's not breathing, but he didn't move, and he stayed there for 8.5 minutes. And people don't know what the heck happened. On autopsy, you didn't see, you know, dissection of arteries or neck trauma like you would have expected to. But the autopsy kind of left a lot of people questioning what happened. He did have fluid in his lungs. He was COVID positive a second time, had drugs in his system. But the cause of death was basically cardiopulmonary. He had a 90% blockage of his right coronary artery. But again, I don't believe he had a heart attack from that. So, you know, the exact cause of death is still muddied. We still can't pinpoint exactly what caused the death. We assume it's because he couldn't breathe, and that's why the attorney said he died from the weight of the entire Minneapolis Police Department on his neck. So I'm sure that the autopsy report might be more scrutinized, and there might be even more autopsy reports, but it led a lot of questions and a lot of concerns, and people are still wondering why this had to happen, why the 8.5 minutes. Now, all four officers had been fired the day after Floyd's death. This set off protests. From what we understand, Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Three other officers at the scene, Tao Bell, Thomas Lane, and Jay Kung, are charged with aiding and abetting the second-degree murder and manslaughter. And the questions that people, you know, have kept asking is they saw the other officers. And why didn't anybody intervene? What was, you know, it, and again, this has been a topic that has been debated in the news. If somebody wanted my opinion, just looking at the behavior of the other officers, and again, we're only looking at one video, and we're being told that there's other videos that'll clarify things, and I'd like to see those videos, because I think a lot of us need some clarity. When I watch this video, it was very, very hard to watch, and it was, I'm like, I don't understand, get off him, I don't get it. But when you look at the other officers, it was almost like this was something that followed an ordeal. And I'm not saying anybody was right or wrong. I'm not saying that. But it didn't look like an acute subduing. It didn't look like a subduing of somebody that happened, you know, that all this went down right then and there and everybody was acting. It almost seemed like with the other officers that they were creating a perimeter because something else went down. And that the restraint of George Floyd was something that was necessary because of something that previously happened. Now, we don't see what previously happened. We know there was some scuffle, something going on in the car. We know he was in the car. I don't know if that was the police car, and then why wasn't the police car closed? I mean, you know, you are restrained in the back of a police car. But it almost looked like we missed a good part of that afternoon's events. And I'm not saying it's justified. But when people ask me, why did everybody just kind of stand around and not even turn to look at George Floyd? It just from a psychological standpoint, my guess is something happened. They all thought that he had to be restrained because of whatever just happened. And that this restraint was something that was usual and customary. And, you know that police officers have said, everybody says, you know, I can't breathe or my mom is dying or whatever. And so maybe there was that numbness or that, you know, immunity to what he was saying. But it almost seemed like this is something that they've been through before. Maybe not with George Floyd or with other people. Where it wasn't oh my gosh, he's been on the ground for 8 minutes, let's get him up. It almost looked like this was a process that unfortunately has had to happen because of certain scenarios. And that's why I think many of us are like, well, then why? Does there need to be that reform? But again, we're not seeing what happened earlier. And so when the police originally said, no, there's, you know, well, no reason to fire them. They followed rules, or just like what happened, and I believe there was something that just happened, and I think it was Seattle, where they said, no, they followed the rules. We're all like, well, I don't understand. What are the rules? And so that's when people are asking, where is the previous video? So the lawsuit said that there is going to be a public viewing by appointment of the body cameras of two of the officers, Lane and Kuhn. A coalition of news organizations and attorneys for Lane and Kuhn, two of the other officers, have been advocating to make the videos public, saying they would provide a more complete picture of what happened when Floyd was taken into custody. Now, the judge has not said why he's not allowing the video to be disseminated more widely. So, according to documents in state probate court, Floyd is survived by 11 known heirs. They live in Texas, North Carolina, Florida, New York. All but one of Floyd's children are adults. He has no living parents or grandparents. And the lawsuit is seeking compensatory and special damages in the amount to be determined by a jury. The complaint also asks for a receiver to be appointed to ensure that the city properly trains and supervises its police officers in the future. Last year, Minneapolis agreed to pay $20 million to the family of Justine Rizek-Damon, an unarmed woman who was shot by an officer when she called 911. When there was a crime near the house. So this is going to be a very, very tumultuous case, and we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders. The president saying they've been taken out by the thousands.
This is probably the meanest, worst gang anywhere in the world, the MS-13 group. And a big dent is put in them. It took place over the last few days and really over the last year. Heavy focus on MS-13. They're an evil group of people. They're sick. They're deranged. And we're taking care of it.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt announces he's tested positive for COVID-19.
I personally get tested periodically throughout this whole thing and got tested yesterday for COVID-19. And the results came back positive. So I feel fine.
Stitt is now in isolation from his family. This is USA Radio News. A win for the pro-life movement, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues.
Former White House physician Ronnie Jackson is one step closer to winning a seat in Congress. Jackson was the winner of the House GOP primary runoff in Texas's 13th congressional district. As far as why Jackson's running, he tells Fox News,
I just got into this race because I'm just disgusted with what's going on in our country. And I think a lot of folks are. I've been frustrated for a long time about the lack of support that the president has. He needs some folks in there that are going to get in there. They're going to have his back. They're going to help him with his Keep America Great, America First agenda.
President Trump did call and congratulate Jackson as well. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we had, I believe, a man die while in line waiting for his COVID test. This is getting beyond stupid. This is getting beyond ridiculous, people. And I don't know why the hell we aren't discussing this better and giving people more clarity and more guidance. So apparently there was somebody who was in a nursing home. And the caretaker decided to drive him to a drive-up test facility to get the COVID test. He becomes unresponsive and, from what I understand, died. Now, we are under the guise and under the pretense that hospitals don't want us, that urgent cares don't want us. Now, again, I don't know who's to blame for this, but I remember back in March, patients were calling me on telemedicine saying the urgent care won't see me. The urgent care, nobody, my doctor doesn't want to see me. Nobody wants to see me. And I go, but you're having trouble breathing. They're like, nope. They said to call telemedicine. And I'm like, okay, well, how the hell am I supposed to address any sort of hypoxia and any sort of lack of oxygen? How am I supposed to assess what's going on with your lungs? You need to be seen. Somebody has to put a stethoscope on your lungs, on your chest. Somebody has to listen to what the hell's going on. What am I supposed to do? Okay? Nope. Nobody wants to see me. Now, they're not lying. Okay? I'm licensed in multiple states. Multiple urgent cares wanted to keep their facility open for non-COVID issues, which happen. You have dog bites, cat bites, pediatric fever, shingles. There's, you know, fractures. There are other things going on. So they didn't want to have a COVID-infected facility. That, there we go, was problem number one. We should have immediately started to repurpose, once we closed things down, repurpose some of these facilities for COVID patients. And it took us a while, and then we brought in a battleship, and the battleship, I don't know what the hell happened. It turned out there were only a few patients on it. I don't know, but one cluster after another, cluster after another. But the one thing that happened in the spring is hospitals were overloaded, and they were overloaded with people who were in respiratory distress. And one thing that we've talked about on the show is, did people wait too long? Did they think they had the COVID virus, so they did a little bit of coughing, and then they only sought therapy or help once they couldn't breathe, once they were consumed with their lungs? Well, the one thing I think we've all learned about from spring COVID versus summer COVID is don't let it get that far. Don't get on a ventilator if you don't have to. By the time you're on a ventilator, your mortality rate jumps. Okay? We need, and morbidity. You know, I mean, you could have long-term health sequelae after needing to be on a ventilator. So don't get to the point where you're on a ventilator. So a bunch of us doctors are saying, okay, look, we think we have somebody with COVID. All right? We think this isn't something that's going to go away on its own. We think they're kind of in between. Boom. What can we give them? Well, a lot of governors said, no hydroxychloroquine. We are going to prevent you from writing hydroxychloroquine. It's not FDA approved, and I get that. You know, there's one woman's family suing a doctor because on telemedicine, somebody had treated this COVID patient who was having trouble breathing with hydroxychloroquine. She ended up having a heart attack and died. Who knows if it was the hydroxychloroquine or if she had a heart condition also, but it's going to turn into a lawsuit. So I get how on telemedicine, they really don't want us treating with medications, and I don't want to treat anything, you know, that needs to be treated in person. But we didn't deputize any family docs or internal medicine primary care docs. In fact, they had to close down their offices because there wasn't enough PPE and nurses and stuff, and staff was kind of scared about coming in and treating patients. We had all sorts of primary care offices closed during this time. And so all people could do is go to an urgent care or a hospital. And when they're told, nope, don't come in, you know, we don't want to see you if you possibly have COVID, go get a COVID test. Well, here we have then people dying in line to get a COVID test. Okay, am I the only one that thinks that's absolutely screwed up? That's one of the most ridiculous things ever? Now, another question that I have is, why the hell aren't there on-site COVID tests at these nursing home facilities? Why does somebody have to take a nursing home resident out in their car and wait in line in the sun with the car idling and the air conditioning hopefully working just to get a COVID test? Why aren't there enough COVID tests in these nursing homes? I mean, if nursing homes are some of the most highly affected arenas for COVID and where we've seen the highest mortality, then don't you think we need to start having the testing kits there? The last thing you want to do is be taking a nursing home in and out and back and forth. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So here we are in July. We're halfway through July, and we still have this cluster where I'm getting called by people saying, look, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm having chest pain. I feel like I'm breathing through a straw. I'm coughing. I have horrible body aches. I've had a fever for a week. And I'm like, look, I don't know if this is bacterial pneumonia. I don't know what else is going on. I can't really treat you with remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine or zinc or vitamin C or famotidine. I can't put you on oxygen. I can't do that from a telemedicine standpoint. You need to see somebody in person. And they're telling me I can't get seen. Now, mind you, I do have people lie, okay? Because, you know, I live in Nevada. So I'll call some of these urgent cares. I'm like, oh, hi, you know, I think I'm having some trouble breathing. They'll say, come on in. So you do kind of wonder if some people are calling telemedicine lying. You know, I had somebody lie to me the other day. I guess they wanted an antibiotic, and I said, seen that they had been given an antibiotic by the pharmacy. And I go, you know, are you taking this antibiotic? And they're like, no, I'm not taking anything. I need an antibiotic. And I'm like, well, that's interesting because it looks like there's something sitting for you at the pharmacy because somebody wrote you one yesterday. Oh, yeah. I took a couple pills today. I took one pill. I'm on that antibiotic. So, you know, I get people lie. I mean, I'm not stupid. I get people lie. So there is a chance that some people could be saying the urgent cares aren't taking anybody. But then, boom. Okay, that's what we need to do. Can we please have some transparency? Can any urgent care or ER please clarify if you will take somebody with chest pain or with shortness of breath? You know, if you don't have the facilities for isolation, if it's beyond your control, then admit that. Okay? But let our government officials know that we are having people stuck at home because your facility is overwhelmed. You don't have enough PPE. You don't have enough staff. That's coming in because everybody's in quarantine, all right? You know, having somebody at home coughing and not breathing and then finally get sick to the point that they end up in an ER and need to be intubated, that's not the way to fight COVID. We figured out the reason why death rates were dropping is we figured out we need to fight it sooner. We need to be on top of it sooner. We need to prevent that whole dramatic immune response that's making the gook in the, you know, the goopy stuff, gooky, goopy, whatever stuff in the lungs. We need to inhibit that early on. So don't have people wait at home because they can't get into an urgent care or they can't get into an ER or whatever. Or they can't get assessed by a regular provider. A regular provider could do a direct admit to a hospital if they need to. So it's a shame that we had somebody die, you know, waiting for a test. And the other thing, too, is these testings, I you know, some people are telling me that it's taken a week for them to get the results. Some results you get back at 48 hours. Some are waiting a week. And we're hearing that some urgent cares are like, look, go get your COVID test first and then call us. Okay, anybody with chest pain and shortness of breath, they could be having a heart attack. I don't want them waiting a week. I get that COVID seems to be the number one illness right now, but we have other illnesses. We have people with high blood pressure. We met somebody whose blood pressure was like 2-something over 130. And I'm like, what are you doing walking around like that? You're going to get a stroke. Go in. No, I don't want to because I'm worried about COVID. So I cannot wait for COVID to not be the only disease out there so everybody else could get some stuff taken care of. But please, for the love of the Lord, if you're having any chest pain or trouble breathing, the last thing you do is stay home and sit and not be evaluated. You need to get evaluated because we need to. If it is COVID, address it early. And if it's not COVID, address that. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, guys. Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have had a sore throat? A lot of us have had a sore throat. I get sore throats because it's very dry where I live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's desert, and it's about, what, 109 degrees, 107 degrees, 113 degrees. I don't know. Once it's, like, above 95, I just stop counting. And it's dry. And when I sleep with my mouth open. So I'm like, okay, so my mouth is open. So when I wake up, my throat hurts. And then I talk a lot. I do shows. I do a lot of interviews. So I talk a lot. I know. Yes. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. No, don't be telling me to take a day off. Maybe I'll take a day off. We'll see. But not because you guys want me to. I'm forcing you guys to listen. Man, just because you said that, now I'm not going to take a day off. So I talk a lot. I yell at the kids. I don't smoke or anything like that. Sometimes I will eat something spicy, and I'm not really big on spicy food, but sometimes that will give me some reflux, so sometimes acid will come up and make my throat hurt. But I always talk about COVID. Once I hear that one of my friends has, you know, some symptoms, then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, am I getting symptoms too? And then you hold your throat and all that. So, as you know, sore throat is a symptom of COVID. Cough could be, fever could be, shortness of breath, runny nose, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, body aches. Many times the COVID this time around in the summer is not really the typical cough and shortness of breath. People are just saying they have a headache. They're tired. They have body aches. So people say, oh, I don't have COVID because I'm not coughing. Well, that's not entirely the case. You might have, COVID and without the cough. But this woman, I don't think she had COVID. There was a woman who visited the Tokyo hospital for throat pain. And upon physical exam, they didn't find COVID. They didn't find strep. But they found a black worm in her tonsil. This is really disgusting. Doctors had to fish out a 1.5-inch long worm with a pair of tweezers. Ooh, that would have been fun. Gosh, if I was a doctor, I would have loved that. I love pulling out worms and stuff and things like that. I just love that. And the woman was only 25 years old. And immediately her throat felt better, right, after the worm was removed. This case was published in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. The woman had experienced 5 days of left pharyngeal pain and irritation, meaning kind of left-sided sore throat. And this happened after she had eaten assorted sashimi. The worm was molting or shedding off the outer cuticle. So the type of worm, it was in a fourth stage larva of Pseudoterranova azarasi. And I'm looking right now at the worm with its coat. And it's kind of not black, it's kind of red. It's a really pretty looking worm. I don't know why they said black. It looks kind of red in the picture. And the worm is 1.5 inches long. I think actually longer because the worm looks like it's about 38, millimeters, but they need to stretch it out. So the worm was molting or shedding at the time. And apparently this nematode, which is what we call it, is said to infect dominantly in the stomach after a person consumes third stage larvae in raw or undercooked marine fish. More than 700 cases have been reported in Japan, North Pacific countries, South America, and the Netherlands. The kind of infection is rare, but the number of reported cases has markedly increased because more and more people like raw fish. It's funny. I'll eat sushi now. I would have never eaten sushi, but now I do because it's really easy and they're bite-sized things, and I like bite-sized things, so I like something that you can just throw in your mouth and then just don't think about it. So I kind of like that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while people are going back and forth with schools, and in my neck of the woods, there's some drama between the governor and the superintendent, Dr. Jara. I'm not sure what's going on. Budget issues. Whenever there's budget issues, oh, it's going to get ugly. And, budgets are going to be slashed and cut, and there's going to be just a lot of miserable people and people out of work. Not too good. And by the way, we're going to be talking about later this week, the next round of stimulus checks. It looks like stimulus checks are going to be coming. We might not have the extra unemployment, the additional unemployment boost, like that extra $600 a week, because they want people to go back to work if they have to go back to work. But, we might have another round of stimulus checks for those who qualify. But this was an interesting statistic. They say 31% of children tested in Florida are COVID positive. The total positivity rate for Florida is at about roughly 11%, but there's been some debate because apparently some of the labs were reporting incorrectly. We'll talk about that. But according to a report that happened last week, nearly one-third of all people under 18 in Florida, they believe, are positive. Palm Beach County's Health Department, Dr. Alina Alonso, warned county commissioners – that the potential launch of health consequences for children who catch COVID. She said the virus could cause lifelong damage, even for children with mild illnesses. She said there is damage to the lungs in these asymptomatic children. We don't know how that is going to manifest a year from now or 2 years from now. Is that child going to have chronic pulmonary problems or not? So Florida has tested 54,000 Florida residents under the age of 18. Of those tests, 16,000 or 31% came back positive. Those are under the age of 18, so in terms of kids. Now, the positivity rate for Florida's entire population is about 11. So Alonzo said it's not the virus. You bring everybody together to make sure you catch it and get it over with. This is something serious, and we are learning new information about this every day. So that is something that I've been asked. Excuse me. I swallowed down the wrong tube. Why aren't we having coronavirus parties? Like chicken pox parties. Well, how many of you guys have ever had shingles? I haven't had shingles yet, but I'm not looking forward to it. Where all of a sudden that chicken pox that you got as a kid at a chicken pox party, you're playing with your friend, comes out to haunt you, and it is a bitter, painful rash that could cause blindness and other things depending on where it hits. So the varicella virus isn't completely benign. In fact, you can get shingles across the chest, have trouble breathing. That pain may never go away. Same thing with hepatitis. These viruses aren't always benign. Look at how we talked about HPV. You might have sex with somebody with HPV, and then now you could be at risk for prostate cancer, rectal cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer. So we're finding this unpredictability when it comes to viruses. And we don't know what it does to kids, which is why we're not ready to tell everybody to go and get it. We're just not ready for that. So there's a big push for kids to go back to school. Even the American Academy of Pediatrics had recommended that kids go back to school. They need to learn. My guess is a lot of schools with this sort of information and the MISC, the multi-system inflammatory condition that is caused in some children with COVID that can cause vasculitis and multi-organ issues. I really foresee that many parents are going to say, look, you could say, you know, back to school, but I'm not going to send my kids. I also wouldn't be surprised if a lot of teachers are saying, well, hell no. Now, on top of that, we are being told that Florida labs might not be reporting negative test results. There might be some incomplete reporting. Fox 35 News said countless labs have reported 100% positivity rate, which means every single person tested positive. Other labs had high positivity rates. Orlando Health reported a 98% positivity rate. Lee Memorial Hospital, PanCare of Florida, and Advanced Medical of Naples all reported 100% positivity rates. No negative results were included. So if they're not relaying the negative tests, we're assuming there's 100% of the population being positive, which is why that other report said they think it's only 11%. So that's kind of a cluster. So Orlando Health understands this is confusing. They said, I think people need to kind of maybe revisit how they're reporting the numbers. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.